on the road again. Just can't wait to get on.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. We're going to check in with him every month because there's a lot going on the roads. Communications Administrator for the Ottawa County Road Commission, Alex Doty. How you doing, Alex?
Great. How are you?
I'm well. I'll tell you, though, it's busy on the roads, and there's a big construction event happening May 12th through the 30th, Ferris Street, U.S. 31 to 152nd in Grand Haven Township.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we kind of want to let people know about that ahead of time and, you know, let them know that there's going to be some work going on there. That's a kind of a busy stretch along Grand Haven Township there, and they're going to be working to repave that stretch between, like you said, U.S. 31 and 152nd for the about, you know, like you said, the 12th to the end of the month. That's when that work's going to take place.
Yeah, and they say that the road will be remained open through traffic. You know, it'll be temporary lane closures, flag control work, that kind of thing. There will be delays, though, and people certainly need to be prepared for that. It's consisting of milling the existing asphalt, adding a paved shoulder for a new road width 30 feet, resurfacing with two lifts of new asphalt, and gravel shoulder restoration. Way over my head, but it sounds like a pretty big project.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's one of our resurfacing projects for this year. And, you know, once that's done, that'll be a nice, smooth road for everybody. And, the minor inconvenience of having to deal with the temporary lane closures and stuff will certainly pay off in the end once they're done with that and to get the new road.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then we go to another closure, Ferris Street. Is this Ferris Street, 152nd Avenue to 160th Avenue? That's May 12th through the 16th for culvert replacement.
Yeah, and that's in that same stretch, and so it's going to get a little bit tricky down there for drivers, and that's why we kind of want to get the word out now that next week especially, you know, there's going to be a combination of that closure between 160th and 152nd where they're doing some culvert replacement work and then that resurfacing work on top of it. So if you do live down there, you know, plan some extra time, give yourself a few extra minutes to get to where you need to go, because it's going to be pretty busy, especially next week when we have those dual projects going on in that area.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. How's your staff doing?
Good. You know, they're hanging in there. I think they're pretty happy with how things are going thus far this year. I know things have been moving along pretty good, no real delays, and so we're making some significant headway early on in the season, and, you know, we can't wait to continue that progress as the weeks go on.
I know. I bet. And, you know, like it's interesting, too, you know, with a thing, you know, you've got Tulip Time, and you've got a Coast Guard Festival, and you guys still have to get your work done, regardless of what's going on in whatever town you may be in. But when I see the guys out on the road, I always try to give them a little thumbs up, you know, a little bit of encouragement, because they're out there getting it done and people are angry. And, you know, when you're stuck in traffic, you know, nobody wants to be stuck in traffic, but stuff's got to get done. What are you going to do? You know?
Absolutely. You know, a little bit of positive encouragement goes a long way and certainly helps everybody feel a little bit better when things can be a bit stressful.
And you guys also have an Ottawa County Road Commission road closures dashboard as well, and you can view all the current road closures, resurfacing projects. I'll put a link to that in the podcast as well. Is there any other major work going on right now that we should talk about?
Right now, you know, in this area, in this listening area, not at the moment.
Okay.
I know sometime this summer we're going to be working on resurfacing Lincoln Street there between 152nd and U.S. 31, so that's going to be coming up, but once we announce that, we'll be sure to get on air again with you and announce when that's, because that's a pretty busy stretch that people take to get in and out of town.
So. Not sure is.
But like I said, that's still date TBD, so we'll keep everybody posted when we get more word on that.
Alex Doty with the Ottawa County Road Commission, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.